What's your name?
Missy Higgins.
Hey, Missy. It's great you're here tonight. What song are you doing tonight?
I'm doing a song called I Live For You. And I'm also doing a song called Something, which is a Beatles song from Abbey Road.
Yes. Tell me, what does that first song you said, I Live For You, did you choose that? And if so, why did you choose it? Does it have any special meaning to you?
I didn't choose it. No, Greta Gertler, who's organizing this, asked if I wanted to do it. And I actually hadn't heard the album at all before doing this show. I'd heard a couple of the songs just, you know, because they were good songs and they'd kind of filtered into my world through the Beatles avenue. But I'm really grateful actually to have been exposed to it because it's so beautiful. I hadn't heard that song before, and I didn't actually know Something very well either. But
well, I heard you in the soundtrack. They both sound beautiful. Something you're doing with the ukulele, was that whose idea was that? Do you know?
That the ukulele version of Something is actually a Paul McCartney version. He did that version in the For George concert, and with Eric Clapton actually, and also for his solo live CD. So I think it's really beautiful version of that song actually with the ukulele. It kind of brings a bit of swing to it.
Yes, and it also sort of sounds modern in a new way to me.
Yeah. I think George would have liked people reinterpreting his songs in a fun way.
Yes, and in terms of I Live For You, is that a song that you feel you can sing and kind of get behind? Can you relate to that song in any way, shape, or form?
Not so much the religious aspect of it. I mean, this is a very religious record, and I consider myself spiritual, but not really religious. So that side of it, I can't relate to as such. But I don't know, there are elements of the emotion behind it that I can relate to. Well, certainly, like worshiping something or living for something. I mean, I guess music is that to me. I live for music and to sing and. Yeah, I can understand someone that kind of religious adoration of something external to you.
That's a beautiful answer. Thank you so much. We'll have a great show tonight.
No worries. Thanks. You too.
Thank you.